You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Well, the flu season is here, and it's really felt like a nasty one this year. For most of us, this means we run the risk of feeling just blah, achy, lethargic, high fever. But for some people, especially the elderly and very young, it can be much worse. Almost 100 people under the age of 65 have died in California since the beginning of the flu season. 20 have died in the Bay Area and Santa Cruz alone. KALW's health reporter Marissa Ortega-Welch joins me now to talk about getting sick and staying healthy. Hey, Marissa, how you feeling?
I am feeling good, Hannah. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So is this flu season... It feels like it's worse than others. I have a doctor friend who works at Santa Clara Valley Medical Center, and she was saying she's just exhausted. A lot more kids have been coming in with the flu.
Yes.
What is going on?
I talked to the Communicable Disease Control Director for Alameda County, Dr. Erica Pond, and she told me Alameda County is seeing the same thing across all parts of the health system, from, you know, the advice nurse hotlines to doctor's rooms. They're slammed. The emergency rooms have been so full, ambulances have actually had to wait to drop people off. Mm. And nationally, we're seeing the same thing. It's shaping up to be one of the worst flu seasons in the last decade.
Okay, why?
Well, for one, the flu season started early this year, so we could be seeing it peak early too. It only just now is starting to show signs of slowing down. But also the strain that's dominant this year, you know, every year one or two strains of flu virus are dominant.
Right.
This year's dominant strain, it's just a particularly nasty one. The symptoms people experience are worse than those caused by other strains.
Mm-hmm. So are more people dying this year than in past years?
With this strain, there have been more hospitalizations, more visits to doctor's offices, and more deaths, especially among older people. So in terms of numbers, for California, 97 people have died since the beginning of the flu season, mm-hmm. and 20 people have died in the Bay Area and Santa Cruz alone. And that's only people under the age of 65. California public health officials only count flu deaths for people under 65.
And do we know how many of these people did take the flu vaccine?
I talked to the Communicable Disease Control Director for Contra Costa County, where they've seen some deaths, and she's told me, numbers-wise, that about two-thirds of the people who have gotten severely ill have not had the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these numbers, I should say, too, it's still a little too early to give complete numbers for the flu season, but definitely an argument for getting the vaccine. And the other thing that is important to remember is that we actually don't even know how many people exactly die every year from the flu. I mean, it's tens of thousands of people that do die every year from the flu. It is mostly the very young, the very old, and people with underlying health problems like heart and lung conditions. And we don't know the exact number because a lot of times what they're dying from is respiratory illness caused by the flu, and that's what goes on their death certificate.
Okay. So is it because the vaccine this year doesn't have the strain of flu virus that's making people sick?
No, and that's a common misconception going around. Remember, every year doctors try to predict what the dominant flu strains will be this year and then create a vaccine that contains those strains.
Okay.
This year's vaccine does contain the dominant flu strain that's making people sick. It is actually a good match. Mm-hmm. The problem is that this strain, it's just a hard strain to create a vaccine for. The vaccine just doesn't protect as effectively.
So should people still get that vaccine?
Yes, they should definitely still get the vaccine, and it's not too late. The vaccine decreases your chances of getting the flu, but it also keeps your symptoms from being as severe if you do get sick. So even if you think you're invincible and you don't need the vaccine protects other people from you. So like all vaccines, it's really a community service to get it. Also, people over the age of 65 should know there's actually a more powerful vaccine available for you. You should ask your doctor about it. But if your doctor doesn't have it, just still get the regular vaccine. Some protection is better than none.
Okay, what about people who do not have access to a doctor?
Yeah, I asked Erica Pond from the Alameda County Communicable Disease Control about that too, and they do have a mobile vaccination van going around and offering people flu vaccines if they want it. You know, if you aren't tapped into a healthcare network, you can also just go to your local drugstore and pay out of pocket. You know, it might run you anywhere from $20 to $70. So you can just go ahead and get a vaccine that way too.
Okay. So this all sounds scary. What should you do if you do get the flu? At what point should you go to the doctor?
Yeah, it's a good question. If you are having any problems breathing or any chest pain, you should definitely call your doctor. Also, if you run a high fever, like above 101.5, that lasts for days, more than 4 or 5 days, you should call your doctor. If you're feeling disoriented or confused or dehydrated, say you haven't peed all day, that's a bad sign, and you should call your doctor. If you don't have those symptoms, though, it's probably best to just stay home, stay hydrated, and ride it out. You can call your doctor or a clinic and ask for a prescription for an antiviral drug. They would rather you call than come into the office because they really do want to reserve the emergency room for people who need it. But of course, when in doubt, call your healthcare provider. Go see your doctor.
All right. And of course, we should mention flu prevention. Wash your hands, hand sanitizer, cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. My little girl has memorized and has us all memorized the sneeze in your elbow thing.
Yep, that is adorable. Yes, just like Obama or Elmo taught you, sneeze into your arm, cough into your arm, not into your hand, because if you cough in your hand, you go touch that doorknob, you're spreading germs. Yes, wash your hands and stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever has gone down. That is hard for us as adults, but it is important to remember, don't spread your germs around.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you.